Hi, I'm Janie Gould, and it's time for Flora Days. Journalist and author Jeff Klinkenberg writes about Florida culture for the St. Petersburg Times. Recently, he decided to check out something he had heard on public radio about alligators and a certain note on the musical scale that really gets their attention. Supposedly, male alligators will roar when they hear low B flat. Klinkenberg got two classically trained tuba players to go with him to Gatorland, a tourist attraction near Kissimmee. There, they tested the theory on an old male gator named Toxic and some of his reptilian companions.
We tried to see if we could make the gators talk to us. When we figured it out, there was an explosion. It's the only way I can explain it, all over that park. It was pretty amazing.
Your tuba players played the note B-flat. Did they play other notes as well?
Once we got them to respond to the low B-flat, they tried other notes. Nothing happened. And then we stopped for about an hour, and we moved to another section of the park to see if we could do it again, and we did. And again, the notes other than the low B-flat just didn't seem to excite them.
What do you think they thought they were hearing?
Well, I think they thought they were hearing other male alligators, which were kind of in the mating mood and decided to get in on the action. It's male alligators that do that particular bellow.
So when they heard the B-flat sound from the tuba, they thought it represented some competition.
Yes, and initially we aimed the bells of their tuba out at the marsh and played. And from the beginning we saw this change of behavior with the alligators. They seemed bewildered and intrigued by it, and they kind of got in front of this dock where we were. But they weren't bellowing. They were just kind of lying there in the water. You started to see some territorial displays of males snapping at each other and females climbing on top of males, which is what they'll do during mating season. They'll try to dunk the male.
In other words, this was while the tuba players were playing the B-flat over and over?
Over and over. But we weren't getting the bellow until these guys decided to use the wood of the docks, the boardwalks, to kind of amplify the sound. When we did that, all heck broke loose.
You used a tuba, the sound of a tuba. Do you think other instruments might work as well?
What had happened at the Museum of Natural History in New York, somebody was working in a basement or something where they had a couple of alligators, and somebody hit a pipe by accident with a wrench, and the alligators bellowed, and they found out that if you hit the pipe with this big monkey wrench, it made this B-flat. So somebody went in there with a French horn. I thought it would be easier with a tuba. What I didn't know was the tuba is a very macho instrument. I didn't really know what I was asking these two classical musicians to do. When they're playing in the symphony, generally speaking, they sit there and they'll play like five or six notes and then sit there for 10 minutes and then play five or six more notes.
I'm guessing they hadn't played to attract alligators before.
And they were like just sweating like pigs, you know. It just takes a lot to play that tuba. It was a little more fun for them once they figured out if they aimed the bells of the tuba down, they'd be lounging on their sides and playing, and then you had the alligator symphony answering.
A video of Klinkenberg's experiment at Gatorland shows some riled up reptiles.
Once we got one going, we got many of them going.
Jeff Klinkenberg is scheduled to speak tonight at 7 at the Emerson Center in Vero Beach. It's part of the Florida Humanities series, and admission is free. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.